chances are you are in a whole different place, and who you will be even a few years from now may be very different still. The point is we all evolve as we go through life. That is the one constant. If we evolve in terms of who we are, then that just might include who we are sexually. And why not? In this world of diversity and changing preferences, being sexually fluid is more common than you might think. In fact, sexual fluidity is quite common among Gen Zers. Perhaps this is because they have grown up with core principles of full acceptance and tolerance for almost any lifestyle. They have been exposed to so many diverse communities and sexual diversities that they embrace sexual fluidity more than any other generation. If you have decided you are sexually fluid, your romantic, sexual attractions, behaviors, and identities change, then you must also decide how you will live and practice that fluidity. Here are some tips and strategies for doing just that. What you can expect by living and dating as a sexually fluid person. You probably already understand that sexual fluidity means there will be changes in the attractions, sexual and or romantic, that you feel to a variety of genders. But understand as well that living and dating as a sexually fluid person, you will need to also do the following. Change the identity labels you give yourself. You are not a said gender identity, and you must be open about your fluidity, whether that is on a dating app, on your social media platforms, or with your family and friends. Embracing your sexual behaviors. As a fluid, you will be looking to date a wide variety of other genders, and this will include being open with yourself and others. What types of sexual activities are you looking for and with whom? If you are going to date, you better be very clear about what you want. You'll face myths that you must ignore. Lots of people do not accept sexual fluids as a distinct gender identity, and that sometimes includes those within the LGBTQ+ community. The two most common are as follows. Sexual fluids are actually bisexual. This is based upon the fact that there are only two types of genitals that humans have, vaginas or penises. If a sexual fluid has sex with another human, it is with one of these two genital possessors. Therefore, a fluid is nothing more than a bisexual, someone who has sex with both genders, even if a person has transitioned from one sex to another. Sexual fluids are mentally unstable. Now, most within the LGBTQ+ community do not believe that fluids are mentally unstable, along with many young people within society as a whole. But more conservative straight people believe they are. Best to simply ignore these people and to avoid contact or conversation with them. How to practice sexual fluidity in dating. There is no one, right way, to date as a fluid. Your attractions and your behaviors are yours alone and you can act on those attractions as you wish. Be aware too that you may not just be focusing on sex in your dating. Lots of fluids also have romantic attractions to others that may or may not involve sex, at least initially. There's no reason to try to control your attractions or dating behaviors unless your overtures are not received well or they could hurt others. After all, your goal is to find dates among singles who are available to freely and consensually date you. Above all, go with your own flow. Be and love yourself. Being sexually fluid is your right. You do not have to label yourself. You do not have to accept or live with judgments or myths that surround your choice. In this amazing world of growing diversity, sexual fluids can feel free to live and practice their preferences at will.